Well, before I start, I would like us to pay attention to a visitor who was not announced. One of our son came back. And so we're going to ask our brother Ronald Agard to stand so we can greet him and welcome him back. Welcome. Secondly, for a long time I've been thinking about Good Tidings Choir. And I was always wondering why we don't have a choir. So today is my Christmas present. We'll also say this, that announcement was made if you want to join the choir. I don't think we have any more room for another person. I spoke to Brother Victor, I moved the chair, and he says it was adequate. But without controversy, if you really want to join the choir, you're welcome to do so. Many people have asked me, why aren't you in the choir? And I said, four times I applied and they turned me down. So I won't do it again. Now, today is Christmas Sunday, and everybody wants to hear a Christmas message. Now, if you ask anyone, who is Jesus? You will get varied answer. This morning we want to listen to what God said about Jesus. I think that's the best commentary. So the title this morning is going to be, He Shall Be Great. So turn with me to Luke chapter 1, Luke's Gospel chapter 1. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, we're reading from verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. He will be great." Title of our message. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that only one who is born will be called the Son of God. We'll stop there. The title of the message is, He Shall Be Great. Now, if you ask, and in the world of sports, you will hear this most often, GOAT. I never knew what it meant. And so the meaning is, greatest of all time. Problem with that is, every year it changes. Whomever you think is the greatest of all time, this year, next year, it will change. Of course, you know, the greatest of all time, as far as I'm concerned, is now, let's just think about this. God is going to tell us something. One of the greatest messages ever told. When we look at verse 26 of Luke chapter 1, we see heaven's messenger. Heaven's messenger, or divine messenger. Now, if you look back at verse 19 of the same chapter, you will see that it says, the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. So, in verse 26, it says, in the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent from God. So that we understand is that Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, is sent by God with a message. Heaven's message. God is the source of this message. God had not spoken for over 400 years. People were awaiting to hear from God. And so we find, the Bible says, Gabriel, angel, who happens to be messenger of God. There's two angels mentioned in the Bible. The first one is Michael. And he is a powerful Michael. This angel is a messenger. Messenger Gabriel. So he's sent to bring a message. And this message is going to a divine choice or a heaven choice. And that choice is Mary. Of all the people living at that time, God sent his messenger to a lowly virgin with a message. The angel came to Mary and he brought with him heaven's blessing. Now look with me at verse 28. And having come in, I always wondered, how did the angel got in? However, he got in. The angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 30 says, verse 29 said, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Heaven's messenger comes to heaven's choice with heaven's blessing. And so Mary is blessed, or she's found favor with God. Now, what is the message? What is the message? You know, when you read the scriptures, every time there is always something new. Now, I've read this many times, and this is the first time I, believe me, this came to me. In these two verses, God is going to tell the story of the Lord Jesus Christ from birth to his ascension. From his birth to his ascension. Let's look at it. He shall be great. Now, I always wondered, why would God say that? He shall be great. Now, look with me back at the same chapter, and we're going to look at verse 15. The angel came to Zacharias, and he told him that his son will be great in the sight of the Lord. So John the Baptist is going to be great, but his greatness is going to be imputed to him. God is going to work some great things through him. But when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't say that he was great from God. It says, very few words, four words, he shall be great. That's the essence of his nature. He shall be great. So we have here the life of Christ bound up in this statement, he shall be great. Another word for greatness is, in his description, is glorious. The Lord Jesus Christ will be great or glorious. In him, he shall manifest all the attributes of God. He shall manifest all the attributes of God. John the Baptist, great in the sight of the Lord. Jesus, he shall be great. Now, the first thing that we notice about his greatness is verse 32. He will be called the Son of the Highest. To me and to all of us, that says that he is God. Now the question is God great? If God is great and Jesus is his son, he shall be great. We read in John 30, Jesus says, I and the Father are one. In John chapter 1, we read, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. So this great person is God. Obviously, he should be great. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, we read about his person. It says, verse 3, he, the Lord Jesus, is the brightness of the glory and express image of his person. Jesus is God. We read also in Philippians chapter 2, he was in the form of God. The angel Gabriel told Zacharias, he said, "You shall call his name Emmanuel," which is God with us. So God is telling us a story. The first thing he says is, this person who is going to be born is God. No question. Secondly, the Lord God said, he will be a man. He will be a man. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son. That's a man. In verse 7 of chapter 2, it says, she gave birth to her firstborn son. In chapter 2 and verse 40, it says, and the child grew and waxed in knowledge in the sight of God and man. The Lord Jesus, he slept, he was hungry, he was thirsty. Those are all signs of a man. First Timothy chapter 2 and 15, Paul says, the man Christ Jesus. So God is telling us about his son. He is God, he is man, and then he says, he's holy. Verse 35 says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One, he is born without sin. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he knew no sin. No sin was found in him. He was holy, harmless, undefiled, in Hebrews chapter 7:26. So he shall be great, and the story is unfolding. He is God, he is man, he is holy, he is a teacher. The Bible says that no man taught with the authority which he taught. He had the insight and the knowledge and the wisdom of God. His teaching was great. Well, there's more. How about his miracles? He shall be great. These attest to his greatness. Walking on water, he fed multitude, he healed all manner of diseases, cast out demons and unclean spirit. He shall be great. And therefore, as we see him lived his life, all the things that he did showed us of his greatness. So we find that what he did was because of who he is. He is God. Well, notice in verse 31, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. The word Jesus is Jehovah saves. So God is saying, as he lived his life on earth, there's coming a time when, as Savior, in order to be your Savior, he must die. So, a Savior, Jesus, a deliverer, he's going to provide a great salvation for those who believe in him. Thus, you shall call his name Jesus, meaning the soul that sinned must die. Therefore, in order for mankind to be saved, Jesus Christ must die. So he's God. He's man. He's a teacher. He's holy. He does great miracles. We sing these carols. King of Kings, salvation brings. We sing peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us from Satan's power when we had gone astray. So he lived a great life and he died for us. Jesus, his name, means death bringing salvation. Then, of course, not only is he God, but he's also king. He was born king. Joseph, a descendant of David. Mary also was a descendant of David. Thus, the child Jesus had the right, royal right, to be king by adoption and by birth. You remember the Magi came and we asked the question, where is he that is born king? Pilate said to him, are you a king? And Jesus answered, you say that I'm a king. He has authority from God to rule. And in the appropriate time, he will be king of a renewed universe. He will establish an eternal kingdom. We notice that he occupied three offices. He was a great prophet, prophesied by Moses. He was a great high priest. We find it in Hebrews. And he will be King of Kings, Lord of Lords in a time to come. So, God's message is, he shall be great. Now, can you imagine Mary? And the word we use is astonishment. She was astonished at the message of Gabriel, the messenger. You must have understood her astonishment, her amazement as she looked at this child born not by from Joseph, but from the Holy Spirit. The shepherds came. That must have been amazing as they came to see the babe Jesus. All through his life, Mary saw greatness. The Bible says she pondered these things in her heart. It also says that Mary and Joseph marveled at these things. And I think anyone who was involved in this would be amazed at this child, Jesus. She remembered what the angel said. He shall be great. So now the question is, as we celebrate our Christmas this year, who is Jesus to you? Is he just a baby Jesus? God sent him in this world to save sinners. The Bible says he came to seek and to save those who were lost. Mankind is lost unless we accept the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just on Christmas Day, but accept Jesus Christ in our hearts as our Savior. He shall be great. And I pray that he will be great this Christmas into the hearts of everyone. May God bless you for his name's sake.